So what I want you to do is just to go back just into your bodies, into just the sense of just sitting wherever you, where you're sitting. Come into your senses and into your breath and just relax. What I want you to do is just imagine your attention is just moving inwards and downwards. Just letting gravity take you in and down. And as you sink down into the bedrock of things, you become aware that your feet are resting on a rocky outcrop. All around you is the sound of the sea, coming and going. You feel this, you smell the salt tang of the air. And that insistent sound of the waves coming and going. And as you look at the outcrop in front of you, which rears up ahead of you, right at the center of it, there is an oval opening. Sometimes called the goat's hole. Because goats are often seen emerging from it. As you look towards it, there is a deep sense of depth and a strange luminosity about its darkness. And very carefully, you let yourself approach it. You find yourself at the entrance of a cave, going steeply down. And as you step into the darkness, there is a strange luminosity which seems to come from the stone itself. And as you look into the stone, you see that there are markings on it in red ochre. Strange abstract markings. Which as you look at them, conjure images of animals, wolves and bears, mammoths, hyenas, goats, aurochs, and as you move more deeply into the cave, around a corner, peeping at you, you see a pair of golden luminous eyes. First one pair, then two, then four. And you become aware of a pack of hyenas. Who watch you quietly, carefully, as you walk towards them. And from out of the middle of this pack, a young hyena cub comes forward. There's a warning growl from the adults, but the pup comes up to you, smells you, nudges you. And as the cub does this, there is a great sense of expectancy. And in that moment, you choose to sit with the cub. And as you do so, it is as if the cub comes onto your lap, sniffing you, touching you, licking you. And as this happens, the pack surround you, likewise, nudging, sniffing, licking. Knowing. And as you allow this, and as you allow them, there is a sense of becoming at one with the pack, accepted. And after a little while, the cub jumps off your lap and starts to move more deeply into the cave, looking back at you, inviting you to follow. And as you rise and walk, the pack walks with you, in front of you and behind you and on each side of you. And there is a sense of being taken somewhere important. And as you walk along the cave, you notice the cave walls, again the abstract seeming marks in red, in white, in black. And as you look into these marks, you see a landscape and a time. A time of great ice, a time of great plenty, a time of great famine, a time of fluctuation, of movement back and forth. And as you walk more deeply into the cave, the light in the cave deepens, like the pulsing, and becomes pulsing like the beating of a heart. It is a strange red-gold light that seems thick in the air. And at last you round a corner and you find yourself in a cave with many handprints. And at the back of the cave there is a great niche. And in that niche there is the skull of a tusked mammoth, painted in red and black and white, in swirls and geometric patterns. And sitting underneath the skull shrine, there is a man. His face, likewise, is painted in red and black and white. He has ivory blade bracelets and necklaces of shells, so that as he walks and moves, there is a constant chiming and a rattling. In his hand, there is an ivory wand, a staff. And he stands as we approach. And as we step towards him, the hyenas cluster at his feet, for they are his companions. And echoing behind him, we see the images of great wolf packs and bears. And above all, the image of the mammoth mother. Whose presence fills the cave. And as we breathe into her presence, as we breathe in her energy, we touch deep time, deep mystery, the deep roots of our life here. A man steps towards us, we step towards him. And through him, we step towards the presence of the Mammoth Mother. We see and are seen. We realize that in our hand there is an object, there is an offering which we give to him, to her, through him. Offer whatever you find in your hand. And receive what is given back. You find your shape shifting. You find yourself becoming one of the pack. Feel the hyena senses augmenting your own senses. You feel the power of their body increasing your power. So you may see in the dark and see into dark places. And you feel the blessing of the Mammoth Mother. Being her child, her cub. And as you enter into the consciousness of the pack, you are connected with all hyenas in all times. Able to follow the bloodline, the bone line, back through deep time to the place of all beginnings. And you stand before the Mammoth Mother. Letting her presence encompass you. Letting her show you the mysteries of deep time. Letting her show you the roots through time. letting us show you the roots through the deep earth, within which are found the star roots. Running through time, running through space, connected to the pack, connected to the mammoth mother, emerge from the dream within the dream and find yourself standing before the servant of the mammoth mother, the painted man who holds the staff. Together you hold the staff. Together you become the axis of the worlds. Together you hold the mystery of present time and deep time. And you are witnessed by the great totems of the land, bear and wolf, hyena, hippopotamus, mammoth, you see and are seen. The man holds in his other hand a bowl filled with red ochre. And if you will, you place your hand upon within this bowl and place your hand upon the wall, making your mark. Making your connection. Being one with the cave, being one with the mammoth mother, being one with the hyena pack, who are the guardian guides. Being one with the deep totems of the lands. You salute the shaman, who salutes you in turn, and you make the return, accompanied by the pack, who lead you upwards, from the deep to the surface, following the goat track, following the hyena's way. They come with you to the edge of the cave, but come no further. And as you step into the daylight, you turn for a moment, looking at the pack and looking at the particular hyena cub who has chosen you. You stare into those golden, glowing eyes. And know that if you choose to return, the cub will guide you, will show you the ways of deep time and deep space, will bring you into the presence of the Mammoth Mother. Will help you find the way to the beginning. You turn and make your farewell and step away, finding yourself right now just in your own room, in your own space.